today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
When I was a young boy growing up, one thing I knew without a shadow of a doubt was this: failure is not an option. Yes, this is what my parents taught me, my brothers and my sister. This was learned behavior taught from a very early age. This lesson is what drives me each and every day. I know that there is better, greater, exceedingly, abundantly above all I could ask or think, waiting for me on the other side of my obedience to the Word of God. I didn't practice this on a daily basis, but life has its way of getting your attention and steering you back to the learned behavior that was instilled. Because they instilled it in me, I had something to fall back on. I had a foundation to build on with gold, silver, and precious stones, not wood, stubble, or hay, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 14. My parents were an example of that. What are we teaching our children today? For the most part, your parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, Medea, your Mima, or whoever was the rock in your family instilled a certain set of values in you that's been essential to your success. But on the flip side, we also witnessed some things that shaped our thinking and behavior. The children and young people of today do not seem to have the same intestinal fortitude, the same drive, the same respect, character, or value system. Look at some of the mess you see on Facebook, and all of it's not coming from children or young people. I don't care how much the world has changed, the right way to bring up children has not. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, it is written, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Paul makes it clear in this text that a Christian father and also a Christian mother's authority over the children does not allow for unreasonable demands and strictures that might drive the children to anger, despair, or resentment, but bring them up to respect the commands of the Lord as the foundational guide for their life. Most of our children and youth today do not know who their father is or who Jesus is. They don't know Jesus is the Son of God like we were taught. They don't know that Jesus died for their sins like we were taught. They don't know that failure is not an option as a result of having the Holy Spirit to empower you like we were taught. They don't know Jesus will make a way out of no way like we were taught. They don't know that they are never alone like we were taught. They don't know they are more than a conqueror. Failure is not an option like we were taught. Why is that? Why don't the young people of today have the basic respect for themselves? Why don't the young people of today have the basic respect for their parents, their teachers, their uncles, their aunts, and other authority figures? Why is that? I believe with all of my heart, if I changed by the help of the Lord, that they can change also, but they need our help. I know that working together, we can change this and put the horse back in front of the cart. We can pray all day long, take them to the altar, sprinkle oil on them, and do any other thing that you can come up with. But the best thing we can do is be an example of what our Christian parents or authority figures looks like and what a Christian parent or authority figure does. Just a few words to remind and encourage you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.